today we are doing Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph from Maseches Kiddushin. We are already five lines down, the fifth line on the page, U'bishtar. So if you recall, the Mishnah had said that it was discussing how an Eved Ivri can be acquired. One of the ways an Eved Ivri can be acquired is with a shtar. So the Gemara is going to ask, Minolan, how do I know that an Eved Ivri can be acquired with a shtar? Where does it say in the Torah that using a shtar gets you an Eved? So the Gemara is going to have two possibilities. Possibility number one, Amar Ula, Amar Kra. Ula says, it says in the pasuk as follows, Im acheres yikachlo, that if a master who owns an Amma Ivriya marries another woman, takes a regular wife, he still has to be very nice to his Amma Ivriya, still has to take care of her, still has to do good things. Im acheres yikachlo, if another one he takes for himself, what does kicha always mean?
Right.
Marriage, kiddushin. So what do we see from there? Hikisha hakosav la'acheres. The Torah compares an Amma Ivriya to a regular wife. Ma'acheres mekanya b'shtar. Just like a regular wife is acquired through a shtar. How do I know that? That a regular wife is acquired through a shtar. Well, that's the first mission of the Masechta, right? Isha niknes b'kesef shtar ubiya. What? And we know from Makish Havayeli Yitzia, exactly. So Ma Acheres Mekanya Bishtar, just like a regular Isha is Niknes Bishtar, Afa Mi Ivriya Mekanya Bishtar, so too an Amma Ivriya could be acquired with a Shtar. And whatever's true enough of an Amma Ivriya is also true of an Eved Ivri. That's what the Gemara doesn't mention, but that's obvious. Why is it also true of an Eved Ivri? Because remember, we had a Hekish. The Pasuk says, what was the Pasuk that we had? Eved Oama or something like that? Oh, Ivri, oh, Ivriya, yeah. So we had that pasuk on Tezvav and Beis, the Gemara had quoted. So we see that an Amma Ivriya could be acquired with a shtar. Says Gemara, yeah, that makes sense if the way that you acquire an Amma Ivriya, if the shtar that you acquire an Amma Ivriya with is written by the master himself. Hal nicha lamandi yamar. This works very well, according to the opinion that holds, that shtar Amma Ivriya adon kosvo. That the shtar of an Amma Ivriya is written by the master, meaning the guy who's acquiring her writes it, just like who writes the shtar kiddushin? The guy who's acquiring the wife, the man writes it. So then you could say that it's the same. We learn one from the other. We learn shtar Amma Ivriya from shtar kiddushin, because the guy doing the acquiring is the one that writes the shtar. But if you hold that by an Amma Ivriya, it's the father who's giving up his daughter that writes the shtar. Then what are you going to say? Then where do you learn the shtar of Amma Ivriya from? You can't learn it from Kiddushin, because by Kiddushin, it's not the one who's giving her up that writes the shtar. De Itmar, and we find there is such a machlokas, De Itmar was stated the machlokas as follows. Shtar Amma Ivriya mi kosvo. Who writes the shtar of Amma Ivriya? Rav Huna Amar Adon Kosvo. Rav Huna says the master writes it. He's the one that's acquiring. Rav Chista Amar Av Kosvo. Rav Chista says it's the father. So Ha Nicha L'Rav Huna. This works really well. This source of Amma Ivriya being acquired with the shtar, being learned from regular kiddushin, works very well according to Rav Huna, who holds that the one doing the acquiring writes the shtar. El Rav Chista Michael Meimar. But according to Rav Chista, who holds what? And who writes the shtar of Amma Ivriya? That the girl's father? Well, then, what's your source? What's the source to say that an Amma Ivriya could be acquired with a shtar? That an Eved Ivri could be acquired with a shtar? Answers the Gemara's second possibility. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Kra, Pasuk says, Lo teitze kitzeis ha'avadim. That an Amma Ivriya does not go out the same way, does not go free, the same way that an Eved Kanani would go free, namely by knocking off his tooth or eye or limb or whatever. Doesn't happen by an Amma Ivriya. So what do you see? That they don't go free the same way an Eved Kanani would go free. Aval niknesi kikinyan avadim. That pasuk implies that they could be acquired the same way an Eved is acquired. And how do you acquire an Eved? With a shtar. So if you could acquire an Eved Kanani with a shtar, you could also acquire an Amma Ivriya and Eved Ivri with a shtar. The pasuk only says they can't go out the same way an Eved Kanani goes out, but it implies that they can come in the same way an Eved Kanani comes in. And mind me, who and what's that? Shtar. That's with a shtar. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Is that the only way to acquire an Eved Kanani? How do you acquire an Eved Kanani?
Money,
shtar, or? Chazaka. So says Gemara, maybe what it's telling me is not that you could acquire Nami Ivri with a shtar, but the Ema, let us say that the drasha teaches us Aval Niknes Hiki Kinin Avadim, that you could acquire the Nami Ivri like you would acquire Nevet Kanani, Umainihu Chazaka. But that's with a Chazaka. That's not with a shtar. How do you know that it's talking about a shtar? Maybe it's teaching you that you could acquire Nami Ivri with a Chazaka. So says Gemara, no, because there's another pasuk that tells you you can't use chazaka. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "Visnachaltem osam livnechem acharechem," that you leave your Evet Kanani as a Yerusha for your children, that you could bequeath the Evet Kanani as a Yerusha. We darshan from there, osam bechazaka. Yeah, the Evet Kanani can be acquired with chazaka, velo acher bechazaka, but an Evet Ivri or an Ame Ivria cannot be acquired with a chazaka. So that's how we know that it can't be with chazaka. So what's the pasuk teaching me when it tells me that an Evet Ivri and an Ame Ivri can be acquired the same way as an Evet Kanani? Must be that it's with a shtar. Says Gemara, but how does that pasuk tell you that it's not with a chazaka? Ve'ema usam bishtar velo acher bishtar. All that pasuk tells you is that there's some difference between Evet Kanani and Evet Ivri. Maybe that pasuk is just saying that Evet Kanani can be acquired with a shtar, and Evet Ivri cannot be acquired with a shtar. So it says, no, but haksiv lo tzeitzek seis havadim. But we have that other pasuk that says that they don't go out the same way, but they do come in the same way. So at the end of the day, what do we have? We have two pasukim. One pasuk that tells you that the same way you buy an Evet Kanani is the same way you would buy an Evet Ivri. And then another pasuk that tells you, no, Osam, there's a way that you can only buy an Evet Kanani, but doesn't work for an Evet Ivri. So Gemara is saying, oh, so naturally, the pasuk that tells you that they're the same is talking about a shtar, and the pasuk that tells you they're not the same is talking about chazaka. Says Gemara, umara isa. What did you see that made you believe that the pasuk that says they're the same is talking about a shtar, and the pasuk that says that they're different is talking about chazaka? Maybe it's reversed. Maybe the pasuk that says they're the same is really talking about chazaka, and the pasuk says that they're different is really talking about shtar. So Marisa, what made you believe it's this way? Says Gemara, mistavra shtar havalei l'rabuye. It's most logical to assume that we're talking that shtar is included, that you can acquire with a shtar, because shekin motzia bebas Yisrael. Because we find that shtar works to get rid of a bas Yisrael. What does that mean? Shtar works to get rid of a bas Yisrael?
The divorce.
The get, exactly. Says Gemara, adraba, chazaka havalei l'rabuye. No, to the contrary, I would say to include chazaka as a valid method of kinyan, shekin kona b'nichse hager. Because chazaka works with nichse hager, meaning a ger dies and he doesn't have any relatives. What happens to his property? It all becomes hefker. So you can acquire it with chazaka. There's no shtar that would work because it doesn't belong to anybody. So you could acquire it with chazaka. So maybe chazaka is the more expansive, the more broadly applied kinyan. Says Gemara, no, be'ishus mi'alo ashkecha. The fact that you could acquire nichsei ager doesn't do anything for us because you don't find it about women, about marriage. We're looking for a kinyan that works more for marriage because when you acquire an ame ivria, it's almost like a little bit of an ishus because you can take her as a wife also. So it's we're looking for a kind of kinyan that would work for ishus. Iba yaseima, or you could say lahachia hani imacheres, with that even Rav Acha bar Yaakov is relying on the pasuk of imacheres, ula's pasuk of imacheres yikachlo. So imacheres teaches us that you could acquire that it must be that shtar is what they have in common, is what an Evet Kanani and Evet Ivri have in common, and not chazaka. So main point number one, two explanations how we know that an Evet Ivri is acquired with a shtar. A, im acheres yikachlo. Im acheres yikachlo, which teaches us that an Evet Ivri is acquired the same way that a regular woman is acquired. And B, lo teitze kitzei sa'avadim. Lo teitze kitzei sa'avadim, which teaches us what? That you can't get rid of an Ame Ivriya the same way you get rid of an Evet Kanani, but that implies that what? No, lo teitze kitzei sa'avadim. You can't get rid of an Ame Ivriya the same way you get rid of an Evet Kanani, implying
you can acquire
the Evet Ivri the same way you'd acquire the Evet Kanani. Good. Now says Gemara Vaitiv, Rav Huna Hailo Teitze Ketzei Sa'avadim Darish Bei. What does Rav Huna do with the pasuk of Lo Teitze Ketzei Sa'avadim? And says Gemara, Umi Baile Sheni Yotze Barashe Evarim Ke'aved. he uses that pasuk to tell me that an Ame Ivriya does not go free with Rashi Evarim. What does Rashi Evarim mean? When you knock off a limb. That's only for an Eved Kanani. Rav Chista, and Rav Chista would say, yeah, Im Kain, if that's all it was teaching us, Lichtov Kra Lo Teitze Ke Avadim. All it would have had to say was Lo Teitze Ke Avadim. My Kit Seis Ha Avadim. Why does it have to add the extra word Seis? Shema Minotarti. It must be that it's teaching me both of these dinim. So it's able to teach me the din that an Ama Ivriya does not go free with Rashi Evarim, and that she does go free with Shtar. So main point number two, Machlok is how we know that an Ama Ivriya is not Yotzei B'Rashi Evarim. And an Ama Ivriya does not go free with Rashi Evarim. Machlok is exactly how we know it. Okay, further, V'Konas Atzma B'Shanim. The Mishnah had said that an Ami Ivriya can acquire herself with years. I mean, Eved Ivriya could acquire himself with years. What does it mean he acquires himself with years?
I like
that. Working 6 years. 6 years are up, he gets to go free. How do I know that? So this one's an easy one. Tachsiv, because the Pasuk says, Sheish Shanim Yavod Uvashviyiz, and the seventh year he goes free. So it's prefers in the Pasuk. It says, Sheish Shanim Yavod Uvashviyiz Yetzeich L'Chavshi Chinam, and the seventh year he goes free. So nothing to argue with. B'Yovel, how do I know Eved Ivriya goes free at Yovel? Dechsiv, also, straight in the Pasuk. Ad shnas ha-Yovel yavod imach. He should work for you until Yovel. Okay, straight up. B'Giron Kesef, how do I know that Eved Ivriya goes free with Giron Kesef? What does Giron Kesef mean? He pays out the money that he would still owe the work for. Amar Chizkiyah, da Amar Kra, Chizkiyah says, because the Pasuk says, v'hefda. That's the whole quote from the Pasuk. We learn from that Pasuk, Melamid, Shemigarea Pidyon of Yotza, that you could deduct from the amount of money and they go free. We had it twice for it. Tana Vikones Atzmo Bekesef Ubishava Kesef Ubishtar. Then we have a Brisa, new Brisa. Brisa tells us an Eved Ivriya can acquire himself with money, with Shava Kesef, and he chiddush there that he could acquire himself with money and Shava Kesef. No, that we already know. Ubishtar. And Eved Ivriya can go out with a shtar. That's news. Bishlam a kesef. I understand kesef dechziv because the pasuk says mi kesef miknaso. That so it says beferish kesef. Shava kesef nami. I understand shava kesef also that he can go free with because yashiv guulaso. Amar Rachmana. The Torah says the words yashiv guulaso. Make sure you have quotes around those words only. Yashiv guulaso, and that teaches us l'rabos shava kesef ki kesef. That teaches us that Shava Kesef is the same as Kesef. Ela hai shtar hechidami. What's the nature of this shtar that an Eved Ivriya is going free with? Ilema de kasev le shtara adame. If it's that he writes a shtar that he owes the rest of his money, it's after 4 years, so he owes another $2,000 for the last year, so he just writes a shtar, I owe you $2,000. Well, hainu kesef, that's the same as kesef. That's not a shtar, he's not going free with the shtar, he's going free with kesef. He's just writing an IOU on the kesef. So that can't be what it's talking about. El shichru. It must be the shtar we're talking about is a shtar shichru. What's a shtar shichru? A shtar that says, you are hereby freed. Shtar lamali, why do you need a shtar? Lemele ba'apitre, let the master just tell the Eved Ivriya in front of two witnesses, zeal, get out of here, you're free, go. Inami bape beidina, zeal. Or let the master say in front of a basin. You want to make it more official? Let him go in front of a basin and say, zeal, go. What do you need a shtar? Amarava says, Zosa Meres. This teaches us, the fact that you need a shtar teaches us, Eved Ivriya gufo kanui. That you actually own the Eved Ivriya. It's not just that he owes you the monetary value of his work. So you can just say, go, a mochel. No, no. You own the Eved. And therefore, Varav shemachal al gerono in gerono machal. If the master wants to be mochel the giron kesef, the money that you owe him, it doesn't work that way. He can't just be mochel it. So, main point number three, an Eved Ivriya needs a shtar shichur. You can't just tell him to go, because gufo kanan. If an Eved Ivriya is not paying, he needs a shtar shichur. You can't just tell him to go free, because you own him. Yesera lav Ami Ivriya. Then the Mishnah said that an Ami Ivriya can go free in all the ways that an Eved Ivriya could go free. But she has an additional way of going free, and that is physical maturity, simanim. If she physically matures, she also goes free. Amre Shlakish, Ami Ivriya kones atzma b'misas ha'av me'rushus adon mikal v'chomek. An Ami Ivriya, there's another way an Ami Ivriya can go free. When her father dies, She goes free, Merushus Adon, from her master's possession. How do I know it? Mikal v'chomer, from the following Kal v'chomer. Here's the Kal v'chomer. Umas himanin, she'ein motzir Merushus Av, but motzir Merushus Adon. If physical maturity, simanin, do not set her free from her father's possession, meaning, what does it mean, simanin? A girl becomes a na'ara. She's still under the control of her father, even when she's a na'ara. And yet, simanim is enough, is strong enough to take her out of whose possession? Out of the master's possession. Misa, her father's death, shemotzia mirushosav, which even takes her out of her father's possession, enodin shemotzia mirushosadon, should all the more so take her out of the master's possession. Ah! A kal v'chomer that the misa of the father should let her free from her master. Says Gemara Meisir of Hoshea. Rav Hoshea says, yeah, but that's against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, and we quote, Yisera alav Amma Ivriya, that the Amma Ivriya goes free the same way as an Eved does, plus one more, Shekones Atzma B'simanim, that she goes free with physical maturity. But V'im Isa, but if there was this other way she can go free, namely, by her father dying, Nisni Nami Misa Sa'av, shouldn't it have been mentioned in the Mishnah? The Mishnah should have mentioned that the father dying also sets her free. Answers the Gemara, Tana V'Shayer. What does Tana V'Shayer mean? Yeah, the Mishnah is not giving the complete list. There's another way she can go free, the Mishnah doesn't mention it. Ay, my Shire, the High Shire. What else was left off the list in the Mishnah? What other way that she goes free wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah that you could just so flippantly say that we left off Mises Ha'av? Says Gemara Shir, Mises Ha'adon. We never mentioned in the Mishnah that the master dying sets her free. And that's also true. That would also let her free. So that's why we don't have to list everything in the Mishnah. Says Gemara, nah, that's not called a leaving off the list. Imi shemisa sa'adon lav shiurahu. The death of the master is not considered something that was left off the list. Dikivan di'ika nami be'ish lo katani. Because since that applies to a man also, that's why that one's not mentioned. We're only trying to mention things in the Mishnah that apply to the girl, but not to a guy, not to an Eved Ivri. Misa sa'adon would work also for an Eved Ivri, for a man. The Elenisti, so the Gemara is back to the question. So why don't we mention in the Mishnah that if the Amma Ivriya's father dies, that what? That she goes free. Says Gemara, Tana Davar Sheish Lo Kitzva Katani. Davar Shein Lo Kitzva Lo Katani. The Tana is only teaching me things that have a kitzva, that have a set time. 6 years. Yovel. You know when that's coming. There's a set time. But a davar she'ein lo kitzva lo katani, it's not going to mention anything that doesn't have a set time where you know that it's coming. And the father's death doesn't have a set predetermined time. Frak the Gemara, yeah, but you know what else doesn't have a set time? Vasimanim de'ein lem kitzva v'katani. When she physically matures is different for every, human beings are all different from each other. It's different for every girl. And yet that one's mentioned in the Mishnah. So Amar Rav Safra, ein lem kitzva l'mayla. Aval Yeshlam Kitzva Lamata. There is no set time where, by which point a girl has to have physically matured, meaning it could happen at a very advanced age, but there is a minimum age that it has to happen. Meaning, before a certain age, a girl cannot possibly physically mature. Because even if she were to physically mature, we would ignore it. It would have no halachic meaning at all. So it does have a set time. Because prior to the age of 9, she could have, grow hairs and whatever, we would ignore it. It wouldn't count as godless prior to the age of 9. So it does have a kitzvah, it does have a set time, it's just a minimum time, not a maximum time. Last main point number 4, an Amma Ivriya goes free when her father dies, even though it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. We say an Amma Ivriya goes free when her father dies, even though that is not mentioned in the Mishnah. Okay. So let's stop there. Yeah.